Call to order. Welcome to the September 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our meeting moderator, Herb August, to provide instructions for members of the public and the council members about how to participate in the meeting.
Herb? Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands in the Zoom. For those participating via phone, press star 9 to raise your hand. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. At that time, you will be unmuted. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Your patience is appreciated. When it's your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comments at the end of the meeting. Council members, just as a reminder, you have the ability to mute and unmute yourselves unless you're on the phone. If you're on the phone and you have muted yourselves, it'll require a staff person to unmute you. Please listen for the directions if that becomes an issue. Lastly, council members, if you're experiencing a problem, please call the executive director on her cell at 201-208-4311. I repeat, 201-208-4311. Back to you, Chairman.
Thank you, Herb. Annette, please call the roll.
Yes, Kurt Alston.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Savatich.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Vogel.
Here.
Okay, thank you, Annette. Would you also please call the roll of Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Lisa Plevin.
Here.
James Humphrey.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
Corey Piasecki. He's here.
He is here.
Herb August.
I am also here.
Randy Prasad.
He's here. He's muted. He can't.
Carol Dickton.
I'm here.
And Tom Taglerini.
Here.
And from the GAU office, Jeffrey Nielsen.
Present.
And from the DAG office, Jason Kane.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. Please read the Open Public Meetings Act.
Yes, this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, September 24th, 2021.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
For all.
Okay. We move on to the chairman's report. I only have one item. I would just like to let everyone know that Councilmember Kurt Alston was recently appointed to the New Jersey State Board of Agriculture. Kurt was sworn in at the board's annual reorganization meeting in July. As you may know, the 8-member State Board of Agriculture has the important task of setting the agricultural policies of the New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Kurt, congratulations and good luck in your new position. Would you like to say a few words?
Well, just thank you very much. I look forward to representing the industry. Specifically, I'm charged with representing the fruit industry. And you'll be happy to know, Carl and Lisa, that the State Board of Ag pays 10 times what I receive as vice chairman of the Highlands Council.
All right. I think we're on the wrong council, huh? Yeah. It's as I used to teach fourth graders, anything times zero is zero. So executive director's report, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of a COVID update, staff continues to work in the office on a staggered schedule, and full-time return to the office is now scheduled for October 18th. So we'll keep you posted on that. And public meetings obviously continue to be held virtually. Under plan conformance updates, Oakland Borough in Bergen County has adopted their water use and conservation management plan as of August 12th. And one thing I want to point out of note is that Highbridge Borough's Open Space and Recreation Plan was selected as a recipient of a 2021 New Jersey Planning Officials Achievements in Planning Award. And this plan was funded by the Highlands Council and adopted by the municipality in May of 2020. So that's a little feather in our cap. For municipally issued exemptions, since my last report, Bethlehem Township has issued one exemption number 5, Chester Township, one exemption number 2, and 70 exemption number 5s. We do continue to work with Chester Township to try and reduce their backlog. For Montville Township, they issued one exemption number 4, Ringwood Borough, one exemption number 1. And one exemption number 2. West Milford issued 12 exemption number 5s, Hardyston Township, one exemption number 5, and lastly, Vernon, one exemption number 2. Moving on to project review updates, we have two planning area consistency reviews to report on. The first is for Crossroads Town Center in Mahwah Township. The applicant is proposing to construct a 470,000 square foot warehouse facility on a portion of the Crossroads Town Center site. Council staff determination for this project was consistent with conditions. Secondly, Willow Grove LLC in Hackettstown, Warren County. The applicant is proposing development of a warehouse, including manufacturing and office space, as well as a contractor storage yard and associated parking. Highlands Council staff found the application package submitted was incomplete, sent a request for additional information. This additional information was received, and we found this project consistent with conditions. Additionally, for Highlands Preservation Area approval reviews, Anglers Anonymous is seeking approval for a South Branch Raritan River restoration project in Washington Township, Morris County. The applicant is seeking an HPAA general permit number 1 from the DEP for a stream habitat improvement and enhancement project spanning approximately 4,800 feet of the South Branch of the Raritan River and Stony Brook. Highlands Council staff determined that the project application was insufficient for review at this time and communicated this information to DEP on September 2nd. And lastly, under Highlands applicability determination exemptions, number 11, Suez, New Jersey, Vernon Township. The applicant is applying to DEP for an exemption number 11 in the preservation area for the replacement of a water main, and Highlands Council staff review is in progress at this time. Additionally, as you'll hear from Kurt a little bit later, the first Agricultural Advisory Committee meeting was held on August 30th, and I think we got a lot accomplished for the first meeting, and as I said, committee member Alstead will report on that. And lastly, under personnel, as noted on the agenda, the council will be considering a resolution regarding the hiring of a new chief counsel at today's meeting. Materials were provided on this in your packets. And also science manager Carrie Green has announced that she will be relocating to her other home in Virginia. Carrie has worked with the council for almost 12 years now in a leadership position, and her professionalism and expertise will definitely be missed. Her last day will be October 22nd. So although Carrie wasn't able to join us for this meeting, I know you'll wish us in, you'll join us in wishing her well. And last up, the next council meeting is scheduled for October 21st. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have questions for the executive director? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the July meeting. May I please have a motion and a second? Who would like to make that motion?
I'll move it. It's Bruce James.
Okay, moved by council member James.
I'll second that.
And seconded by council member Holtaway. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Aye.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Viziola.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodan.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Our first resolution today is concerning the hiring of a new chief counsel. Before we begin, would any council members like to move into executive session to discuss the matter? Okay, hearing none, then we will proceed. At this time, I'd like to ask Personnel Committee Chair Bruce James to provide a brief report for the public regarding the committee's recommendation. So, Council Member James?
Yes, it was a very thorough process handled by our staff. So rest assured that they really dug deep. And we then presented the committee itself with the decision to interview or not to interview. They decided to interview. We had several recommendations. We interviewed the top two recommendations from our executive staff. And I'm pleased to say that, we all, we unanimously made the decision of recommending Gabriel Gallagher, who you see on your reports there. She just was spectacular, and we all felt good that we are able to promote somebody who is on staff at the moment. So, I firmly believe in promoting from within where you can. And I believe that all of the council members who are in this process believe that we picked the best candidate, and we ask that you support the recommendation of the committee.
Thank you, Committee Chair James. Before we begin public council discussion and public comments, can I please get a motion and a second on the resolution to hire Gabriel Gallagher as chief counsel with an annual salary of $105,000? Need a motion and a second.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Council Member James.
And I will second, Mr. Chairman.
By Council Member Viziola. Any discussion from the council? I just would say I'm on the personnel committee, and as Bruce James just said, it was a unanimous decision, and we were all happy with that decision. Since there's no other council discussion, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the hiring of the new chief counsel only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phones. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on and before you're unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization you're representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. So now we will open it up.
All right. Is there anyone that's in the queue that would like to speak on this resolution?
We're going to wait just a second for people to get their sea legs under them. I don't see anybody right this second. However, we'll give it another like 10 seconds, Mr.
Okay.
I'm guessing that dogs aren't allowed to comment.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. The doorbell rang.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize. I was only kidding.
It's all right. I mean, we'll enter it into the record regardless.
Thanks.
Make sure you get the dog's name and address.
Unfortunately, he lives outside of the Highlands. Mr. Chairman, at this time, there is nobody with the raised hand function and nobody wishing to make a comment on this resolution.
Okay. Thank you, Herb. Do council members have further comment? Hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Gabrielle, congratulations and good luck to you. See you there. You can just wave and okay. Very good. Budget and Finance Committee. This is the first of three resolutions from the Budget and Finance Committee today. So I'm going to turn this over to Committee Chair Haltaway. This is approval of plant conformance grant funding for the town of Phillipsburg. So Council Member Haltaway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we know, we took a run at this the other month and it did not come to completion. Staff has gone through and looked at it and Mary Jude will be giving us a briefing on that. Mary Jude, unmute. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yes, so the council is reconsidering a request from the town of Phillipsburg to grant funding to complete a municipal circulation plan element as part of their master plan. As you are aware, the Highlands Protection Fund is intended to pay for the reasonable expenses incurred in revising local master plans, development regulations, or other regulations needed to conform to the regional master plan. The circulation plan element, as identified in the municipal land use law, is a basic component of municipal master planning. Preparation and adoption of municipal circulation plan element is an important planning tool in achieving and maintaining compliance with our Highlands Regional Master Plan. So just to recap, on June 22nd, the town of Phillipsburg, as a conforming municipality, submitted a letter and a scope of work requesting grant funding to complete a circulation plan element as a component of their municipal master plan. The scope of work particularly identified the town's desire to incorporate the circulation plan element into the ongoing redevelopment and revitalization efforts already underway, as well as linking existing sidewalks and paths and developing new linkages and new opportunities for crosswalks, traffic calming, bike lanes, shared travel lanes, and other important features to move people safely through the town. The scope of work also includes a significant public outreach component. As such, the circulation plan element is intended to provide the town with vital information to guide future land use and development decisions. When the town's request was considered at the July council meeting, an issue was brought up by members of the public about a separate project for a proposed development along the riverfront. Staff did not immediately have answers to the questions that council members raised, and therefore we gathered additional information. I'd like to share that with you this evening. On July 22nd, so of course after our July 15th council meeting, the council staff received a permit readiness checklist from the DEP's Office of Permitting and Project Navigation for a specific project in Phillipsburg known as the Perrone Warehouse. The permit readiness checklist is typically the beginning of a pre-application meeting process for any DEP permits. From that permit readiness checklist, we obtained specific information about the project. Staff also spoke with a representative from the town to gather additional information. So the proposed project is a 420,000 square foot warehouse to be located at 170 Howard Street. The site is adjacent to the Delaware Riverfront Park, which is a municipal park. However, the current proposal does not include any incursion into the parkland, nor does it require the diversion of any preserved lands. The site on which the warehouse is proposed for construction is a former rail yard and is listed on the DEP's known contaminated sites list. It is my understanding that a remedial action work plan has been prepared and four or five monitoring wells are in place, but the cleanup has not yet been completed. The site is also part of an archaeological grid and is adjacent to the historic Morris Canal, identified as Morris Canal Port Delaware Boatyard Site. Vestiges of the canal are located within the municipally owned Delaware River Park. According to our regional master plan, much of the property is designated protection zone and existing community zone environmentally constrained. Some of the property is also designated as simply existing community zone. The site in question is within the Highlands Town Center because the entire town of Phillipsburg is a designated center. But the town has not completed their center planning, nor have they adopted a center ordinance. The town has, however, with plan conformance funding from the Highlands Council, adopted a riverfront redevelopment plan in 2013 and then amended it in 2017. That plan includes these parcels. Both versions of the redevelopment plan designate the site for riverfront residential. And the adopted redevelopment plan is considered to be a component of town center planning and its implementation. So more recently, the redevelopment plan was revised with an amendment by the Land Use Board and the Town Council in March and April of this year. And the amendment changed the designation of that of those parcels from riverfront residential to riverfront industrial. So as a conforming municipality, the town is required to submit any land use or zoning ordinance to the Highlands Council for a determination about whether or not it's consistent with the regional master plan. Staff has notified the town of that requirement because we had not at that point received that change. We have, however, staff has submitted comments regarding the project to DEP based on Highlands resources and the impacts that may occur should this project move forward. Staff will also have an opportunity to participate in the pre-application meeting, and generally our comments will be related to resource protections, such as environmental, historic, water, and wastewater. So whereas the council does not regulate individual permitted land uses nor traffic impacts, because those are regulated at the municipal level, the council can, however, provide grant funding to provide for these master plan revisions that can provide information to a municipality to better plan for these kinds of issues. As such, the circulation plan element that is being requested will help provide the town with the information they need to make a decision at the local level. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do any council members have questions for Mary Jude? Okay, hearing none. The council member Holtway, do you have anything else to add for this resolution?
Well, I think we got a little off track last time, and I think there's certain areas of our jurisdiction that we are very concerned about, but sometimes we just have to pay a little more attention to what we're doing and try to avoid overreacting. And I think that was rather a fast reaction last time. And I hope we stabilize on that a little bit. And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the grant application.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the plan conformance grant funding for a circulation plan element for the town of Phillipsburg in Warren County. We need a second.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to second that.
Okay, moved by Councilman Holtaway and seconded by Councilmember Vizioli. So we have a motion and a second. Would any council members like to comment?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I would. This is Jim Vizioli. In the review of this particular application, the committee had some in-depth discussion on the pros and cons of this particular application. And after everything was all ironed out, the Highland staff did a terrific job in explaining to us exactly what was going on. And I'm all for it. I mean, it was it's a good resolution.
Thank you, Councilmember Vizioli. Any other council members like to comment on this resolution? Okay, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on Phillipsburg grant resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems like some are already getting the jump. If you wish to speak on this resolution, please use the raise hand option within Zoom or press *9 on your phone if you've connected through dial-up. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, and please follow the instructions. Remember, there may be a delay before you are called on and before you're unmuted. Mr. Chairman, I already have two people. I'll do them in order. Elliot Ruga, I'm going to unmute you. One second, please.
Thank you. This is Elliot Ruga with New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And the Highlands Act provides that the Highlands Council provide grant funding to municipalities to reimburse them for the reasonable costs associated with conformance to the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And the town of Phillipsburg back in 2012 had an approved petition to conform, but they haven't made any progress. The last thing they had accomplished towards conformance was to adopt a Highlands Environmental Resource Inventory in 2014. Now, if this is a grant that is going to be used with the intention of conformance, well, we would certainly support that. But if this is just to accomplish a planning prerogative of their own that has nothing to do with leading to full conformance, I don't understand why we are covering the costs of that. That these planning grants are intended to encourage conformance to the regional master plan. And there are many municipalities who have approved petitions from 2014, from 2012, and have done nothing towards conformance. And I don't think we should be funding their planning that may be good for their municipality, but it is not implementing the Highlands Act through voluntary conformance. That's my comment. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I am going to now call on Julia Summers, who has her hand raised. Julia, I'm going to unmute you at this.
Thank you, Herb. Julia Summers, Executive Director, New Jersey Highlands Council. So I am looking at an article that was originally written on July 20th that says, by a 3-2 vote last night, the Phillipsburg Town Council passed a resolution approving a scaled back industrial structure. So the public was not able, the public didn't even know that this was going to happen. The resolution had not been shared with the public. No public input beyond was no meaningful public input was submitted because the public had not seen the resolution. Neither had members of the council. And in fact, that was one of the reasons why one of the members of the council voted no, because they said nobody had had time to make a considered decision or provide informed thought on the resolution. However, the public did comment on things such as the fact that there is no supermarket in Phillipsburg. And shouldn't the site perhaps be a better place for a supermarket rather than a manufacturing site, which is what Perone is now talking about, a manufacturing site. It's actually being built on spec. It's going to be built, but they don't have a use for the site. Ms. DiGirolamo was the one who said she would prefer the project be on North Main Street and said that she would vote against it because the public hadn't seen the resolution and it wasn't prudent to move forward without an opportunity for residents to offer input. I do understand from what Mary Jude is saying that this is looking at the whole town, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate from having had a conversation with her that this is not money that is given to the town ahead of time. The town has to do what it says it's going to do in the grant, and it will be checked carefully to make sure that they are doing that. But like Elliot, I'm very concerned about the fact that this is being shared with a town that doesn't seem to have made any effort to move forward with conformance. And I'm also concerned about the vice president of the council's comments, Mr. McVeigh, who said that the council should assume the responsibility of solving the truck traffic issue in the neighborhoods around this site. That's on us, Mr. McVeigh said. Of course, Mr. McVeigh has resigned from the council since that time for an unrelated reason. He's no longer on the council. I just am very uncomfortable with all of this. And if you do indeed go forward, I would be, first of all, I would encourage the council to rigorously make sure that a site that is still considered a sensitive site, not be considered suitable for a manufacturing hub. It is surrounded by communities that are considered overburdened, and there is no easy way in and out of it. And I would urge you to make sure that none of the funding of this site is used to solve a problem being created by the developer and the town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julia. Herb, anyone else like to speak on this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Somebody who called in with the last four digits of their phone number 4723. I'm going to click the unmute button. Please listen to the automated response for instructions on how to unmute yourself.
4723, you're on.
Just give it a second that the instructions play.
Okay. Yes, who is this?
Hey, afternoon, everybody. It's Hank Klump, a farmer in Tewksbury here. I question the $50,000 price tag here. It sounds like we're keeping the planners very busy. Does Phillipsburg have a sending district for the Highlands? And if not, maybe this would be a good place to originate that at that location or something, to things that everybody is speculating on what this property is going to be used for. And I think Mr. Ruger had quite a good comments on this, because apparently they haven't lived up to their part of the bargain, and maybe we could go back to them or the Highlands Council or somebody to make this part of a sending district, because without that, the TDR program will never work. So I appreciate your time. I'll sign off, and you guys tell me what you think of this, because to me, it's just you're padding the pockets of the planners and so forth and so on. And apparently that's happened. So I'll sign off. Take care.
Thank you, Hank. Anyone else on the queue for this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, at this time, there is nobody else with their hand raised looking to make a comment on this resolution.
Okay, I think if anyone wanted to comment, they probably would have been on by now. So now, do council members have any further discussion on this resolution? Yeah, we got a lot of background noise here. Okay, now it's subsided. Any council members have any further discussion on this?
Yes, I want Michael Sebetich here. Although I appreciate the work that our council and staff have done on this particular project, I'm still concerned given the doubts that come from the Highlands Coalition. And so maybe, although it's not a rush, and Noel Holtaway said we probably decided too fast last time negatively, I still have doubts about this project, and I'm going to vote no on it.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Council Member Dan Van Abs. I think, Dan, you have something you want to say. You have your hand raised.
Yes, I do. So I think the critical issue here is that we have a proposal for a planning study that deals with an entire town. That is separate from the question of whether a particular development approval or redevelopment plan was legally done, even what happens on a particular site. I also know as a planner that these kinds of studies take a fair amount of time for data development, and a lot of things will happen between now and when they actually start putting together a circulation plan itself. I believe that the council does have a responsibility to follow through on the commitments that it has made to fund municipal planning efforts, and that we should simultaneously be working through the staff to make sure that any development proposal that goes through DEP permitting and so on, we have very a close eye on it and are providing comments that are relevant to the regional master plan. So that's where I would come down on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Van Abs. Any other council members on this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I agree with Dan. This is this townwide thing. We can't be choking everybody in town for the sake of one piece of property. I realize that that's a fairly questionable or concern, an item of concern to everybody. But, you know, those of us that have driven through Phillipsburg, that have tried to move around Phillipsburg, know that they're a post-industrial town that really needs a lot of help. And I think that getting them a circulation plan that'll help the citizens get around the town and provide the walkways and transit areas and bypasses and whatever comes of it. And as Dan says, it's going to take a while to get that done. This other one will be resolved sometime, probably before the study is done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Council Member Holtaway. I agree with both you and Dan. Any other council members? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Olstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
No.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Our next resolution is approval of plan conformance grant funding for Hapatcon Borough. Before we do that, I think I remember that a council member, James, I think you said you had to leave at 4:45.
I'm staying while we do this, Carl.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
We have two to go. We have two to go, and I'm just going to hang in until they're done.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, well,
I saw Lisa's email. I'm not going to risk not being able to do something. So I'm in my car. I'm worried because it looks like we're going to have a tornado here. Other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking out the window here. It's a little scary. Okay,
I also understand.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I understand that Councilmember Francis will need to recuse himself from a discussion and voting on this matter. Councilmember Francis, is that correct?
Yes, I request to recuse on this.
Okay, thank you. Committee Chair Holtaway, could you please give us a report on this resolution?
Yes, sir. This is an approval for the plan performance grant funding for field assessment and engineering design plans for a regenerative stormwater conveyance system in Witten Park for Opacon Borough in Sussex Township. And the details are going to be provided by James Humphreys. James?
Thank you. So yes, Opacon Borough is requesting funding for the design phase of a project to improve stormwater conveyance within Witten Park, a municipal park which drains to Lake Opacon. The project will stabilize and convert an eroding stream into a regenerative stormwater conveyance system, which is designed to treat, detain, and convey stormwater. The proposed system could remove up to 160 pounds of phosphorus per year that currently goes into the lake. Work to be funded using the Highlands Council grant includes a topographic survey, field assessments, engineering calculations and designs, development of plans, identification of required permits, integration of the park design into plans, and a final report. The project is being used as in-kind support for the recently awarded National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant for the lake. The project was originally proposed in the Upper Musconetcon Watershed Implementation Plan, which is funded by the Highlands Council. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, James. And, you know, this is one of those, a little bit of a test case, really. I think that this is a design that hopefully be able to be duplicated on the other streams that discharge into the lake and help clean things up. And I'd like to move this, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilmember Holtaway. Moved by Councilmember Holtaway. We need a second.
Second.
Any council discussion on this resolution? Hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the Opacon Borough grant resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public wishing to speak, please use the raise hand function in Zoom. If you're on the phone, please use *9 to comment on this resolution. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions. And remember, there may be a delay before you're called on and before you're unmuted. Mr. Chairman, I have Mr. Elliot Ruga waiting to make a comment. Elliot, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Hey. Elliot?
Yes, thank you, Herb. This is Elliot Ruga, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And any project that helps Lake Opacon with its stormwater issues is, I think, a very important project. And the Highlands Council is very, it's very important that they do their share to help out the situation. But generally, I'd like to say that this is a plan conformance grant. And it only makes sense that it be given with some assertion that Opacon Borough has an interest in conformance. I think that should be a general standard with which the Highlands Council gives its funding to municipalities, because we are not seeing a lot of movement towards plan conformance in the planning area. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. Herb, I see that there's a hand raised with the last numbers 1079. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm going to click the unmute button. Please listen to the automated instructions to see how to unmute yourself.
Okay, I see that the person is unmuted. Please identify yourself.
My name is David Shope, a landowner in the Highlands Preservation Area. And as we all know, the problems with the lakes, that the lakes being Musconetcong and Opatcong, it's trivial that the stream discharges into the lake. That's a trivial source of the pollution in the lakes. We all know it's the septic systems of the houses along the lakes. That's what needs to be addressed. At the last meeting, the only good news I heard in front was 20 houses were taken off septic systems and put on a municipal wastewater system. This is the answer. This other stuff that you're doing is money. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shope. I see there's other hands raised.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Colleen Lyons, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Hello, everyone. My name is Colleen Lyons. I'm the administrator for the Lake Opatcong Commission. And I just wanted to provide a little background here on this request. The commission supports this request for funds to Opatcong Borough. And I just wanted to provide an update. Mr. Humphreys mentioned the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant, and I'm happy to announce that we did receive that grant. The commission received that grant for the implementation funds for this project. So it's for us. The current condition of this stream is very eroded and has been identified as a priority project within the watershed implementation plan, which was completed last year. We anticipate that this area will be renewed as a public park and that the project will improve water quality within the watershed. To address the last comment, Princeton Hydro identified that 40% of the phosphorus that is entering Lake Opatcong does come from stormwater. So it is a large issue in this and will address three stream eroded streams within the watershed. Thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. I see that there's another hand raised with the last four digits of 4723. Is that correct, Herb?
It is, and I would just like to draw your attention. Mr. James had to be muted because there was some extraneous noise on the line. Before you make a vote on this resolution, you have to give me a second to bring Mr. James back into the meeting. He's in the meeting listening, he's just not able to comment. Yes, 4723, I'm going to click the button to unmute you at this time. Please listen to the automated message.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, can yes. you?
Hey, it's Hank.
Okay, Hank, go ahead.
Question for you on this this system. Has this worked any place else, or is this completely experimental? Example of this would be Bound Brook and all those locks that they put in and the gates and everything. And by golly, it flooded Mansfield. You know what I mean? So, but I'm just wondering, is this a proving system, or is this a shot in the dark? Does it have, has it been done someplace else? And if, where? It's another $54,000. You spent $104,000 now, which could have helped some farmer somewhere along the line. But I'll sign off, and that's my comment, because, everybody has an agenda and a way to fix things. But if it's a proven thing, I'd approve it. But otherwise, you're an experiment and you're using the taxpayers' money, which is my money. So I don't know. God bless. I'll hang up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Hank. Anyone else, Herb, on the queue for this resolution?
Not on this resolution, Mr. Chairman. Let me just unmute Mr. James so that he can take part in the vote.
Is he unmuted?
It takes a second. He is now unmuted.
I am unmuted now.
Okay. Any further comments on this resolution from the council members? Hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Okay, our last resolution for the Budget and Finance Committee is approval of planned conformance grant funding for West Milford Township. Committee Chair Holtaway, please provide us with some background on this.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is for the grant funding for the Regional Lake Management Plan that has been in progress. It's moving on, and James will give us the actual details.
Thank you. In October of 2020, the Highlands Council awarded a grant for phase one of a township-wide assessment of multiple watersheds surrounding more than 20 lakes in West Milford. Throughout 2020 and 2021, this first phase of the project was begun and significant work was accomplished to complete historic data collection and the modeling of those watersheds. This proposed grant for phase two will cover in-lake water quality monitoring, trophic state analysis, and final reporting. Using the field data and the modeling conducted during phase one, a general assessment report will be produced to discuss the data and observations compiled and will cover any water quality issues that were observed or measured.
What am I doing?
The report will also provide an in-depth review of all the water quality analysis and compare this to the modeled data. The report will also identify watershed management techniques and measures that are best suited for each lake to address the issues. Each recommended project will also come with a preliminary cost estimate for the implementation. Lastly, a long-term water quality monitoring plan will be provided to demonstrate how each lake can continue to monitor the conditions and parameters of concerns. And it's our hope, just like the lake manager plan that was done for Lake Apatcong and Lake Musconetcong, that this will lead to future projects to improve the water quality for all of these lakes in West Milford, and serve as a model moving forward, as we've had interest from other municipalities to do similar analysis across their lakes. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that's the report, and I would like to move this.
Okay, this resolution is moved by Councilmember Holtaway. Who would like to second it?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councilmember Van Abs. All right, this is for the plan conformance grant funding for West Milford to complete a regional lake management plan. We do have a motion to second. Any council members would like to comment on this? Any comments from the council? Okay, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the West Milford grant resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Mr. Richko. I'm experiencing some thunder here, just like I'm sure everybody else has been. So if you hear that, that's not my stomach rumbling. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand option or press star 9 on your phones if you have dialed in. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions. Remember, there may be a delay before I call on you. So let's go to the list here. I do not have anybody at this particular time wishing to make a comment. Let's give it another 10 seconds, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I don't see any hands raised.
No.
So do any other council members have any comments?
I'm going to bring Mr. James back into the program here. We've had to mute him because there's that extraneous noise. So give me a second, please.
He's back.
He's back. We can hear him. Any other council members have any comments on the West Milford resolution? Hearing none, Annette, please call.
Councilmember Olmsted.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetin.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vaughan.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you, Annette. We move on to other business. Approval of Highlands Council annual meeting schedule for 2022. Can I please get a motion and a second on the resolution to approve the 2022 council meeting schedule? Who would like to make that motion?
I'll move it, Carl. All right, I'll second it, Carl, and then I'm going to leave after this vote.
Okay. Thank you for hanging around this long. Thank you so much. Okay, moved by Councilmember Vizioli, second by Councilmember James. Any discussion on this resolution? Let's see. Yeah. For the meeting schedule, hearing none. This is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the 2022 council meeting schedule resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting on this.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phones. We have a couple of people that wish to make a comment on this resolution, the first of which is 1079. I'm going to click to unmute you. Please listen to the instructions and the automated message.
Yeah, I see that 1079 is unmuted. Please identify yourself.
My name is David Schultz. And I would like to speak to this resolution as to the scheduling. And I wonder at what point they will be attending meeting face-to-face again. I have no indication of this based on this resolution.
Okay. Is that your comment? Okay, I will address that because we don't have any idea. I don't think there's any other committees or councils in the state that are holding meetings live, as far as I know. So we will be live again when it's appropriate. Okay, we have 4723, correct?
That is correct.
I think that's Hank.
I think you might be correct.
Okay. Hank, you're unmuted.
Yeah, hey, in the hard time, the Highland 221, I'm glad that you corrected that because it's wrong. I don't know whether it's in yours, probably is too, but that's what your scheduling is for 220. I don't see anything, and I always bring this up when you do this scheduling, is the people that's really getting hurt are the farmers on this whole thing for the Highlands. And we get 3 minutes in a public comment to speak about this. I think maybe we should, at this time, make a resolution to give us 6 minutes, or anybody that wants to speak once a month. I think you double your public comment here. I don't think there's one council member that wouldn't give an extra 3 minutes. That's my opinion, so I'll catch you one way or the other. I'm signing off. Go ahead.
Thank you, Hank. Any other people on the, any members of the public on the queue for this resolution?
Not for the meeting schedule. Okay. I don't believe there's anybody wishing to make a comment on the meeting schedule.
All right. Seeing none, is there any other council members that would like to comment on this resolution? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Olmsted.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Did I hear you, Judge? Councilmember Dressler?
Yes. I think you said yes.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't hear him. Yeah. Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway? Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich?
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs?
Yes.
Councilmember Fazioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin?
Yes.
Chairman Richko?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We move on.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember James. Old and new business. I understand that Councilmember Olmsted would like to provide a report on the first meeting of the Agricultural Advisory Committee. So, Kurt, you're up.
Thank you. And another Highlands Council first. I'm actually reporting in front of a Chester Fire Company engine. With a structure fire, but it's under control, but multitasking. So if there's some background noise, I apologize. So the Ag Committee did meet a couple weeks ago, members of the Ag Committee, and I compliment the staff and Lisa in pulling this together. We've worked for about 15 years to compose and get approved this committee, and we're glad to finally have it active. Members include Mike Benedict from Pittstown, Peter Mielek from Old Wick, James Bourgeois from Chester, Adam and Brendan Furlong from Tewksbury, as well as Greg Donaldson from Hackettstown. And I should note that Mike Benedict was just named the state's outstanding young farmer. He has a beautiful winery operation in Pittstown. The issues that the committee is focusing on pertain to the Regional Master Plan and the Highlands Act exclusively. And committee members focused on land use regulations that impact ag, grants for sustainable agricultural practices and integrated pest management, as well as grants for the support of local agriculture and agritourism. And there were a number of good suggestions, a lot of good discussion. The staff is now reviewing all those discussion items. They're going to be triaging and organizing them, and they'll be presenting them at the next meeting, which will be quarterly. And that is all. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. Great report. Let's see. Do any other council members have any other old or new business?
Just a question, Mr. Chairman, if I might, Jim Vizioli.
Yes.
I don't know if the League of Municipalities is going to convene in November as usual. Does the Highlands Council have any information on that?
Yes. The League right now is going forward, but our agency will not be participating in the way that we have in the past. We will not be having a table in the convention hall. However, we are participating. We were invited to participate in a stormwater workshop, so I will be doing that remotely. I'll actually be pre-recording remarks for that, since their Wi-Fi is apparently so bad that they can't accommodate people participating remotely. But yes, so we will be playing a role, but we won't have a table this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Van Abs, I see you have your hand raised.
Yes, just very quickly, I was on the Highlands Council staff as a manager when we hired Kerry Green. And Kerry was on my staff as part of the whole program at that time. And I'm sad to have the Highlands Council lose her. I'm happy for her that her life is going so well that she wants to head off to a new location and have fun. So best wishes to Kerry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Van Abs. Very well said. Yes, we're all going to miss Carrie, that's for sure. Anyone else from the council have anything for old or new business?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Councilmember Francis.
First, thank you for the council support For those who don't know, we take our commitment around Lake Opakon very seriously, not just with the lake itself, but with stormwater runoff, which is vitally important. The person that made a comment before about taking 20 septics offline, we took 40 septics, lakefront septics offline. We didn't ask the Highlands for any money for that because we didn't need it. But when we do ask for help with planning, it's pretty serious stuff. And this thing for Whitten Park is going to be significant, to say the least. That drains the whole mountain. So again, I appreciate your support and the importance of that. So we're selective on when we ask for planning support, and when we do, it's appropriate. So thank you again.
Thank you, Council Member Francis. Anyone else for old or new business? Hearing none, we will now open the meeting for any general public comments. Before I ask Herb to provide instructions, I just want to remind the public that we welcome comments, suggestions, and questions during the public comment period. However, the purpose of this is to allow public comment, not to engage in a dialogue. If you have a specific question, please feel free to pose it and then follow up with staff via telephone or email. Herb, please provide instructions for public comment for this period.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public wishing to make a comment during the public comment session should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press *9 on your phones. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on or unmuted.
Okay, so if anyone would like to make a comment during this public comment period, we do have one hand raised, and I do think it's Hank, 4723. Hank Klump. Hank. I'm going to unmute you now. Okay. Hank, you're on.
Okay. My public comment is on this Agriculture Advisory Committee invitations to. Are these meetings public? Because when this thing was discussed, myself, Dave Schrope, and Debbie Post said we'd like to either participate in something along this line, but apparently we weren't chosen or whatever. But we do an awful lot of agriculture work. That's our living. And, if you want the truth, you know what I mean? But question for you, and it's very hard working this way with a one-sided thing, because I can ask you a question, but I never get an answer back. The question is, are the agriculture meetings public that anybody can attend, or are they closed meetings, or what's the story on them? Because that does definitely affect me and any other farmer that's farming. I mean, I know the people that Kurt mentioned, I know them all. The question is it public, and can anybody attend it? So that would be my comments for today. And listen, I hope everybody stays well and stays healthy, and catch you next time, God willing. What can I say? God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Hank. I can answer that this committee is not open to the public, just like the other committees that we have. Okay, so we have 1079. I think that's Mr. Shope. Herb, can you unmute him? Mr. Shope, you're unmuted.
Yes. First of all, there's so much background noise in this meeting. You're barely intelligible, and I wonder about the legality of such having such a meeting under such conditions. It's almost impossible for what you're saying. And going back to the Lake Opakon thing, there was no attempt to assess the relative quantities of of environmental damage between the lake system, septic systems, and the runoff from this these streams. So it's just an incomplete application for money without any quantitative analysis. And as far as these virtual meetings are concerned, it is my understanding that you had a going away party for, I think her name is LaRocca, the one who said the TDR program doesn't work, but it's legal. I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that when you had this going away party for Ms. LaRocca, it was not virtual, it was in person. And I also do believe that the taxpayer picked up the tab for it. I consider this just another elitist demonstration of hypocrisy. That's my comment for today.
Mr. Chairman, I have...
Carl, you're muted. Carl, if you were speaking, you were muted.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, I was muted. I have a dog here too that's commenting on the rain and the thunder and lightning, which is really bad here. I don't know if so. If I disappear, you know, I've lost my electricity because it is really bad.
Yes, same here.
Okay, we have. Let's see. Well, we do have Julia Summers. I think is on the queue. Is that correct, Herb? All right.
That is correct. Julia.
Good evening. Yes, we too. This is Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. We too. It's thundering all around. And I am sure that the New Jersey Highlands is going to be experiencing a lot of flooding today and tomorrow and probably the next day as everything makes its way downstream into places like Lake Apacong and certainly the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge. I think that communities can really use help to deal with flooding issues. But to echo what Elliot said earlier, Highlands Council help should come with some strings attached. And towns are getting used to the fact that there are no strings attached. Conformance is the way forward. And conformance should be part of the package. I think it's getting a little loosey-goosey. I've sat in too many meetings where somebody has said, oh, you can get money from the Highlands Council. Yes, you probably can get money from the Highlands Council. And it's great that towns are wanting to work with the Highlands Council, but there should be strings attached. There should be Highlands conformance progress required. We shouldn't have towns that have been in the same place for 8 years, 6 years. It really doesn't make sense. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Anyone else is in the queue for the public comments? Anyone else, Herb?
At this time, there are no other people with their hands raised looking to make a comment.
Okay, we'll just give it 10 seconds and then we will adjourn. Okay, I don't see anyone else that wants to comment. So we do need a motion to adjourn. Okay.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Council Member Vizioli.
Second.
We need a second.
Second by Holtaway.
Second by Council Member Holtaway. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Okay, the September 23rd meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council is now adjourned. Everyone, please stay well and safe. And stay dry.
And how?